is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you on Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are at the half in Estadio Azteca in Mexico City, where England has a 2-1 lead over Mexico in a game that is filled with drama. What a first half we saw. Literally, it felt like I watched three different games in the course of that first half. First, it was a scoreless opening 20, 30 minutes or so, right? Well, it was 35 minutes of no score, right? England then gets two goals in 2 minutes. That's right. Two goals in 2 minutes. Stunning the Mexico City crowd. Stunning the crowd here at the Circa Sportsbook, which is filled with Mexico soccer fans. But then, minutes after that, Mexico scores and pulls to within one. 2-1 is the score. We had three goals in a six-minute span. So congratulations to all those who tailed our best bet, which was the both teams to score, which we got that, and our live bet that we placed at plus 190 on the 90-minute draw. We thought was dead. We're live now. If you would like to bet the draw now, up on DraftKings, the three-way line, plus 245 on the regulation draw. Right now, England minus 150 on the 90-minute line, Mexico plus 500, and as I mentioned, the draw plus 245. Your odds to advance, England minus 235, Mexico plus 175. And to advance would include just the winner, right? Whether it goes to extra time or PKs, whatnot. So right now, I mean, I couldn't be happier with the position that I'm in because I have the draw. We've already cashed the BTTS, so this is kind of a free roll here on the draw. Yes, we got a worse price than exists right now, but I would still go in on the draw right now. Or, like, maybe a double chance. Maybe it's Mexico or draw. Maybe it's a second-half wager on Mexico to score. Maybe it's just like a team total on Mexico here in the second half. Mexico to score in the second half. Get this. The yes on Mexico to score a goal in the second half is minus 195 up on DraftKings. Think about that for a second. Both teams to score in the second half. The no is minus 350. The team to score in the second half. England, yes, minus 105, no, minus 140. Mexico, yes, minus 195, no, plus 130. So if we're reading between the lines here, the sportsbook, at least DraftKings, is telling us a couple of things here. It is minus 350. Now, here's what I want to do. I actually want to have some fun here. I'm going to do like an implied probability calculator right now. Okay? They're telling us that there is a 78% chance that both teams do not score here in the second half. Now, that could mean that neither team scores, right? If it's nil-nil and this game ends 2-1, both teams to score, the no is a winner, right? But it's telling us also that Mexico to score a goal is 66% likely to happen, the implied probability. It's minus 195 on Mexico to score. The minus 140 on England to not score is 58%. So the sportsbook, at least the odds that they're putting up right now, is telling us Mexico 66% likely to score a goal, and England over, 58% to not score a goal in the second half. And the both teams to score, the no is minus 350. To me, it signals a wager on either the draw at plus 245 or, dare I say, the double chance. Mexico or tie 90 minutes plus 120. Or let's just go with a team total here. And maybe it's just a team total on Mexico. But again, that would be the minus 195 betting the score here in the second half. They looked like the better squad in the final few minutes of that first half. England was great on that counterattack, right? amazing. They scored two goals very quickly. Both of them by Jude Bellingham, by the way. Two quick goals for England. And then, nothing. Then it was Mexico with chance after chance after chance. And, I mean, just watching it out of the corner of my eye here during the show, listening to the crowd behind me here at the Circus Sportsbook, every time Mexico had a chance, a cross that went into the middle, a kick that went wide, the crowd's going crazy. This game is far from over. And I think Mexico is as live as ever to draw even. And so I think that we have to place a couple of bets here on this second half. I think I like Mexico. We're already on the draw at plus 190. But right now, I would recommend a plus 245 wager on the regular, on the 90-minute draw, right? And I would also recommend the double chance, Mexico or draw, at plus 120. So if Mexico scores two goals here in this second half, wins in regulation 3-2, you cash that bet at plus 120. Now, you're obviously the double chance is you're changing your odds, because if you were just to bet Mexico to win in 90 minutes, it's plus 500 for them to win the game in 90 minutes. They're down one goal. They would need to obviously score two. But they're minus 195 to score a goal. Total in this match for 90 minutes is 4.5. The under is minus 135. I don't know if I'd take a shot on that total, because I can see, like I said, I'm rooting for the draw. I'm rooting for 2-2 going to extra time. I think that's the likely outcome here. So I would recommend plus 245 on the draw. Look at that. The fog, the mist, damp conditions, plus 245 on the draw is the play here, or the double chance, plus 120, Mexico or draw. Maybe Mexico scores twice, but they look like the fresher squad late in that first half. Maybe fatigue catching up to England. Remember, this game is being played at elevation in Mexico City. Something that the English players are not accustomed to, right? England's first couple of games here in this World Cup. Now, you can try and get acclimated all you want, right? But England's run here to this game was the first game of the World Cup was, where'd they play? They played the Croatia game was their first game. And that was, let's see, that was in Texas, okay? Their second game was the draw against Ghana. Boy, that was shocking there. And let's see, where was that? That was in Foxborough. So New England. Then they play their third match, which was the 2-0 victory over Panama. And that was played in, let's see here, MetLife, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Then they play against the Congo, DR Congo, in the round of 32, and that was played in Atlanta. Now they're at elevation here in Mexico City, where still, to date, Mexico has never lost a World Cup game at Estadio Azteca. We are underway in the second half. 2-1, England leads Mexico. We'll update you as this one progresses. Top of the eighth inning in L.A., the San Diego Padres looking to snap their 8-game losing skid. Have a 5-2 lead over the Dodgers as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning there in L.A. Bottom of the second inning in Anaheim, the Red Sox have pulled even with the Angels. 2-2 is the score. We have two bets in this game that we are sweating out. One, we look a lot better now than we did before. But our two wagers in this game, Red Sox on the money line in the first 5 innings. So we do have the push protection should they be tied after 5 innings. But we also bet Ranger Suarez, Red Sox pitcher, under 2.5 earned runs. And what a first inning it was for Ranger Suarez. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in the first inning, but also struck out the side. Crazy stat line. 3 strikeouts, 3 hits, and 2 runs in 1 inning of baseball for Ranger Suarez. That's pretty bizarre stuff here. We'll see if now we have a, there certainly could be a way that we could cash this bet. even if he's not great. Like, don't, if he doesn't give up another run, maybe the pitch count just gets elevated, and maybe Ranger Suarez only lasts like four innings or so. With a, he threw over 20, what was it, like 24 pitches, 20 something pitches in the first inning. So maybe he gets his pitch count elevated by the Angels, but we just can't allow another earned run. We can allow an unearned run. So if the Red Sox defense messes up, that helps us, but we can't allow another run for that bet, and we just need the Red Sox to pull ahead, or we'll take the push if they are tied after five with our Red Sox first five-inning wager. Look, $30 million in guaranteed prizes. That's how you can cash in this football season in Las Vegas with three Circa Sports contests. Entries starting at $1,000, all with no rake. That means every dollar stays in the prize pool. Circa Million, 18 weeks, 128 ways to win. Circa Survivor, pick one winner each week, last one standing wins. And Circa Grandissimo for the high rollers, $100,000 entry. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere. $30 million guaranteed. Visit circasports.com for details. Coming up next, we'll talk more Major League Baseball with our very own Greg Peterson. We'll get his take on the Sunday night game in progress, any live betting opportunities. Plus, we'll take a look at tomorrow's slate of Major League Baseball games. And then we will preview the United States taking on Belgium. Round of 16 action at the World Cup. Plus, we'll update you on Mexico and England. Coming up with me, Scott Seidenberg, right here with you on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at Scott's On Air and at VSiN Live, where one of our bets is a loser on Sunday Night Baseball as Ranger Suarez gives up his third earned run of the game in just two innings. I did not see this coming. Suarez is a guy, I talked about this earlier on the program. If you look at his home road splits, a lot of his troubles this season have come at Fenway Park. Coming into this game here tonight in Anaheim, Ranger Suarez had an ERA at home of 3.86. On the road, 2.12. Eight starts, both home and road. 46 innings on the road, 42 innings at home. But, oh my goodness, we have just seen a red card get handed out to England's Jarrell, Jarrell Cuanza has just received a red card. England leading Mexico 2-1 will now play the remainder of this game down a man. My goodness. We are just in the 54th minute, and England will play down a man. The market is off the board right now, frozen. This is your opportunity to bet on Mexico right now, guys. Here we go. Mexico to qualify, minus 105. England, minus 125. Your 90-minute line is England plus 105, Mexico plus 295. The draw is now down to plus 195. I'd get in on the draw or Mexico or the double chance Mexico or draw because they are going, the scoring chances will now be open with England having to defend down a man for the next, what, 40 minutes? My goodness, this is a turn of events. Anyway, I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN. We'll update you on what's going on here, but Sunday Night Baseball, Angels with a 3-2 lead over the Red Sox, top of the third inning there in Anaheim, bottom of the eighth in L.A. as the Padres lead the Dodgers 5-2, looking to snap their eight-game losing skid. Let's head on out to the Progressive Guest Line. Joining us is our very own Greg Peterson, host of the Baseball Betting Show, wherever you get your podcasts from. Read Greg's write-ups up on vsin.com. Greg, are you as shocked as I am to see the Angels put up three runs in two innings on Ranger Suarez here?
I mean, it's a surprise. It's not the biggest surprise. The bigger surprise to me would be just the Angels being in the lead in general, because with this LA Angels team, it's been very wonky for them thus far this season, to say the least, because the bullpen has not been any good. For me, I think that they can put up runs. They just have not been able to pitch to save their lives. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what we get moving forward, because I do think that Ranger Suarez is going to be able to bounce back a little bit.
Yeah, I do have the Red Sox in the first five innings, so we'll see if there's some runs that can be scored here. They already have a runner on in the top of the third with nobody out. Your live line, if anybody is interested in this game with the Angels holding this 3-2 lead, is Angels minus 134, Red Sox plus 103, live total 11.5 plus 116 to the over. Greg, we saw earlier today the New York Yankees lose once again, 1-9 in their last 10 games, 3-12 in their last 15 games. They're giving up a ton of unearned runs. And you and I have talked about, are we confident still in the Yankees moving forward? Well, they have a big series coming up here starting tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Rays, where right now it's Cam Schlittler against Griffin Jacks. And you can get the Yankees with Cam Schlittler on the mound, Greg, at even money. How about that?
That's an offer that I just can't refuse. I know that it's been rough for the Yankees, and I know that Cam Schlittler's last start was, well, not great to say the least, but having the Rays at a minus 115 with Griffin Jacks on the mound just doesn't sound right. Like, I mean, maybe that's just a simpleton's way of looking at this, but Cam Schlittler, I mean, he still, in my opinion, should be the AL's American League Cy Young front runner at this point. And for Griffin Jacks, he's been much better as a starter. As a starter, he's got a 2.65 ERA. He had an 8 ERA coming out of the bullpen. And coming out of the bullpen, he was giving up 3 home runs per 9 innings. But the fielding independent as a starter is much higher as well, giving up 1.6 home runs per 9 innings. Now, I do also like the under, because the Yankees, in this stretch that you are talking about, you look at their last 15 games, they're averaging fewer than 3 runs per game. So the offense that was doing really good for those first 10, maybe 12 games without Aaron Judge in the lineup, well, it has certainly toiled. Ben Rice has been looking very human recently, but I just, with getting Cam Schlittler at even money, minus 105, it's an offer I can't refuse. I'm in on the Yankees on the money line in a bounce back spot, and this total to the under.
Let me bring up another interesting matchup here, because I agree with you, Greg. I like the 7.5 is the under. I might go with like an early under, like a first three under 2.5, something like that, thinking that both these offenses are limited early. But how about this matchup? Phillies at the Royals, Christopher Sanchez on the mound, and Noah Cameron for Kansas City. Right now, the Phillies are minus 175 favorites, total of 8. But let me throw this at you. I'm going to give you two numbers, Greg. Number one, 3.89. Number two, 0.86. Do you know what those numbers represent, Greg?
I think that might be the fielding independent home runs allowed per nine of Mr. Cameron.
That is the home-road ERA splits of Christopher Sanchez. Away from wow. Citizens Bank Park, a 3.89 ERA. At home at Citizens Bank Park this year, 0.86. Phillies minus 175. Do we have the guts to back the Royals here?
I don't know if I have the guts to back the Royals, mainly because even if Noah Cameron gives you a good start, this bullpen is just absolutely terrible. What I do have the guts to do is take the 8 to the over, though. Because Ooh. You did mention it, with Christopher Sanchez, he has been a little bit more vulnerable away from home, and this is a Phillies lineup that over the last few weeks has been able to come into his own. I will say it's still a little bit top-heavy, because obviously you've been able to have two guys in Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper just carry the offense, and I'll give some credit to Brandon Marsh as well, but it does feel like these guys like Trey Turner and company are starting to pick it up. Keep in mind, the fences have been moved in at Kauffman Stadium, and it's been really good hitting conditions all across the country over the last few weeks as well. And you look at the Royals' home and road splits. They score more than a full run per game more at home rather than away from home. You pair that up with a bad bullpen. For Noah Cameron, he's pitched better than what the ERA would indicate, but still, he's not getting a lot of swing and miss. I like that 8 to the over. I'd rather take that rather than the Royals on the money line.
I like that, Craig. That's a good look there with going with the over in that game, because if I'm going to think about fading Christopher Sanchez, then let's also back the Phillies to score some runs as well. Looking elsewhere on the board here for this Monday slate of games in Major League Baseball, the Mets are at the Braves. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Mets. Reynaldo Lopez goes for Atlanta. Atlanta's only a short favorite, though, at minus 126. Now, I find it interesting when I put together my model projections, right, which are, you know, they're very StatCast heavily based, Greg. And it, like, England, Harry Kane just scored on the penalty. So a 3-1 lead now for England over Mexico. So the draw becomes a little dicey now. Fans not happy with that penalty call, but Harry Kane cashes in. So if you have an anytime goal scorer bet on Harry Kane, you just cashed it. Greg, what do you think of this price, though, seeing the Braves as only a minus 126 favorite over the New York Mets? Where I was going with that is a lot of times my model actually likes the New York Mets, but I can't stomach myself to bet them.
And Freddy Peralta has been absolutely terrible recently. Last five starts, he's given up 25 total runs. Like, we need to see a good start out of Freddy Peralta before you can back the Mets as this short of an underdog, in my opinion. Like, he's just on a generationally bad run. And for Reynaldo Lopez, his fielding independent is certainly higher than his ERA. He hasn't been able to get a lot of strikeouts this year, mostly coming out of the bullpen as well. So length becomes a bit of a question mark. And that's a big reason why I do like the over. For the Atlanta Braves, it's got really good conditions out there in Atlanta as well for hitting. And we saw what happened here on this Sunday where there was just 100 million billion runs in the ninth inning of that game. And for the Mets, they've used up a lot of bullpen pieces over the last few days themselves. For the Braves, they're dealing with a few bullpen injuries to a bullpen that's actually about number one in terms of ERA thus far this season. So I just can't back Freddy Peralta here. I do like the Atlanta Braves on the money line because I do think that they have the better bullpen, the better lineup, and I took a shot on that over to go along with the money line.
Yeah, like I said, I can't bring myself to bet on the New York Mets. It feels like every time I bet a game involving the Mets, they hurt me. It's either I bet on the Mets and they lose, or I bet against the Mets and they surprisingly win. So I don't know if I can bring myself to do it, but I do like your plays there on the over in the Yankees and the Rays game, the over in the Phillies and Royals. A good play there. So we'll take especially that Phillies Royals play. That actually might be my best bet coming up for tomorrow. That's a morning game, by the way, Greg. That is an afternoon game, morning here on the West Coast, but an afternoon game in Kansas City, 11:10 a.m. game here on Monday, Pacific Coast time. Greg, appreciate the time. As always, good luck with your bets. We'll be listening to the Baseball Betting Show and also reading your write-ups up on vsin.com.
Appreciate you, Scott. Thank you.
There he is. Our very own Greg Peterson joined us on the Progressive guest line. Yes, England has taken a 3-1 lead over Mexico here thanks to the Harry Kane penalty. And England still playing, though, down a man. So down to 10 men. We'll see if Mexico can get a goal and get themselves back into this match. But coming up next, the United States will be in action coming up tomorrow against Belgium. And yes, Flo Balogun, our top striker, will be in the lineup as his red card suspension has been overturned. We'll talk about all that drama coming up next here. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at Scott's On Air and at VSiN Live. As the knockout stage of the World Cup continues, the U.S. men's national team will take on Belgium, looking to advance to the quarterfinal for the first time since 2002. And the United States will do so with their top striker, Flo Balogun, on the pitch, as FIFA has suspended the red card suspension for Flo Balogun, as he was given a red card in their previous game. He gets the suspension for the next game, but then FIFA reviews it. Now, there's reports the White House was involved as well, asking for a review. When it was all said and done, FIFA comes out and says, hey, he's not going to be on a one-year probationary period. He is allowed to play against Belgium. Great news for the U.S., not great news for Belgium, as their coach, their manager, Rudy Garcia, said in his press conference, quote, I didn't know that at the World Cup, the 5th of July is actually the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day, end quote. April Fool's Day for you, celebrating 4th of July weekend for us. Let's head on out to the Progressive Guest Line to talk more about the World Cup. Joining us is Andrew Passaro from the Plus Money Podcast. Andrew, all jokes aside, Belgium obviously not thrilled with the ruling by FIFA. What was your reaction when you heard the announcement that Flo Balogun is eligible to play here against Belgium for the U.S.?
I think the April Fool's line is like a pretty fair, you know, it's a fair shot, because I didn't think that this was going to happen. I thought we were going to have to go run out Ricardo Pepi in this game, and it was definitely going to make things harder for the U.S. I've never seen something like this, but at the same time, I do want to point out, not, you know, I know we've seen host nations get things go favorably for them in World Cups before. Cristiano Ronaldo picked up a red card, which should have led to a multi-game suspension right before the World Cup, and he would have missed a few games. And FIFA was like, it's okay, don't worry about it, you're going to play in the whole thing. So I'm very surprised, but there's some very weird rule in the rule book that they're hitting, and the referee expert can tell you what they're hitting, but they're pulling the rule out and they're giving a benefit to the U.S. and I'm not going to blink twice. I'm going to take it. I'm very happy about it, because I think the U.S. is in a better spot to score some goals tomorrow night now.
Well, I tweeted out when the announcement was made that Flo Balogun, anytime goal scorer, is going to be the number one most wagered on prop at the World Cup coming up for this game against Belgium. Looking up on DraftKings, at least right now, he is plus 150 to score a goal against Belgium. Does Flo put the ball in the back of the net here in this game?
Well, that's come down then, because when I was doing my pick research earlier in the afternoon, as soon as that, you know, news came out, I saw it at plus 180. So it's clearly come down. People must be hammering it. I would take him anytime goal scorer, or I'd take him score or assist. And I will say a few of the markets are offering you, including extra time, because, you know, extra time is now part of the game situation. So it's usually a few points down. Look, he's scored three goals at this World Cup already. He scored in two of the three games that he's featured in. I would have to say yes. This Belgium defense, it hasn't looked particularly strong so far at this tournament. I think the U.S. gets on the score sheet twice. Their team total over 1.5 at plus 106. They've done that in all four games of the tournament. Mm-hmm. I was already going to take that without him being there. You add the fact that they now have a better striker out there, I feel even more confident that they'll score twice against a Belgium team that's given up a few goals in two of these four games so far that they've played. But this is a huge benefit to the U.S. And I think, you know, look, they're playing in Seattle. They got a huge win in Seattle against Australia when they played a couple weeks ago there. The home field advantage there is great. I mean, we know what's the Monday Night Football, you know, home team advantage for Monday Night Football in the NFL when they play at this, you know, the Seahawks stadium is crazy. And I'm kind of expecting something similar. I think the home field advantage will be big. Having Balogun in his back is big. And I want to say another thing that I've been noticing, the U.S. has scored the first goal in all four games of this tournament. They've scored a goal in the first half of their nine of their last 10 games in five straight games. I think the U.S. gets things going early in this game. Score first is like right around evens. To score in the first half is minus 110. I don't know. I would expect him to be the guy. Like, maybe not penalty situation, but like, I feel very confident that he is going to create a goal in one way or another, whether it's a goal or an assist.
Yeah. And remember, did have a goal that was overturned in the Bosnia game as well. So we know that he certainly has a proficiency in putting the ball in the net. You know, a couple of things. You mentioned the team total, Andrew. I love the team total. I've been betting. That's pretty much been my bet throughout this entire World Cup, is just isolating team totals. It's been very profitable for me. I love it. The U.S. over 1.5 every single game, yes. But, you know, betting like teams like France, and it's just really, really fun for me to do the team total bets. But I'm also looking at just the total in general for this game, and maybe the both teams to score. Right now, I'm seeing both teams to score at minus 185. As much as we expect the U.S. to put two in, can we bank on Belgium to score here against the United States?
Yeah, I think so. Both teams to score, if you parlay that with over 2.5, it's probably one of the big bets that we give out on my show all the time.
That's minus 120, Andrew, right now. Yep.
Right. And that's here's the thing. It's like, I think this is an open game. I think there's, you know, Belgium scored two goals very late to get to extra time against Senegal in their last game. We've seen both teams to score coming in a few of their games as well at this tournament. The U.S. has kept some clean sheets, you know, they kept one against Bosnia. They kept one against Australia. But the one thing that Belgium has that I think they've probably one of the best attacks that the U.S. has played at this tournament. They've got a bully of a striker and Romelu Lukaku, who is going to, you know, has experience playing up against a few of the center backs for the U.S. national team. I think Belgium get on the score sheet. I think this is two teams that are certainly looking at like a quarterfinal spot as achieving something at this World Cup. So I don't think Belgium are just going to roll over and let the U.S., you know, do whatever they want. I just think that the U.S. has played optically better ball at this tournament so far, and Belgium have kind of gotten lucky. Like I had a ticket on Senegal to advance. I think it was +140. And when they scored that second goal to make it 2-2 in like the 90th minute the other day, my jaw was on the floor because I just didn't see it coming that quickly. I think you can even play up to over 3.5 goals in this game, because I think there's a strong chance the U.S. gets out to an early lead, give up a goal, and then the game's kind of stretched, and either Belgium get that equalizer to make it 2-2 or the U.S. puts the game away and makes it 3-1. I'm seeing over 3.5 at +165. I'm okay with that number just because of how many games for the U.S. leading up to this tournament we saw have a ton of goals. And the weird thing with the U.S., all three teams in their group, they played in a warm-up friendly in the like last year leading into the World Cup. They played Belgium in a friendly in March, and they lost that game 5-2. They got absolutely obliterated. I will say there weren't a lot of the big players for the U.S. out there. They were still kind of tinkering with formations. And it's safe to say that the U.S. has figured things out. And since then, you know, kind of the positive vibes that the Belgians have had have seemed to have worn off. They did lose one of their key players during the tournament. His wife was giving birth to his first child, and he left the team to go be with her for that, which I understand. He's back. They've got some really good players, but this Belgium team at the last World Cup and the World Cup before that, we were talking about one of the true dark horse, a team that, you know, I think got to the semifinals once. A lot of those guys, if they're still on this team, this is their last, you know, their last ride here. And I just don't see the next crop of players really leading up to this. I think this is kind of a pick 'em. I would lean U.S. again because of the home field advantage. I think it's going to be so key in Seattle.
Andrew Passero from the Plus Money Podcast. Appreciate the time joining us here on Live Bet Sunday. I do like both teams to score. That's going to be the best bet. We'll go over some best bets coming up here next segment. We are in the 76th minute right now between Mexico and England, where this game is absolutely bonkers. England leads 3-2. Mexico getting within one after their own penalty kick. So it was a 2-1 game. Harry Kane scored on the penalty to give England a 3-1 lead. Then a penalty on the other side. Mexico converts their penalty kick to make it now a 3-2 game. England still playing with only 10 men, down to 10 men after the red card early here in this second half. So we're in the 76th minute. This is going to be really crunch time, gut-wrenching time here for English soccer fans as Mexico has the momentum. They are pushing, and England having to defend a man down. And you know that it's going to be, you know, 20 minutes left in this match probably, and maybe even more with more stoppage time with the amount of stoppages that we have already seen here in this match. Look, the fireworks may have faded, but we're still celebrating here at VSIN through July 7th. For just $2.99, you get 2 full years of VSIN Pro access. That's nearly 70% off the regular monthly price. You'll get our NFL season betting guide, daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the VSIN Watch app, and every betting guide, season preview, and VSIN Pro feature we release over the next 2 years. Don't wait. This special 4th of July offer disappears after July 7th. So head to vsin.com/subscribe now to lock in 2 years of VSIN Pro for just $2.99. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Best bets for tomorrow's slate and what's going on here between Mexico and England. Coming up next with me, Scott Seidenberg, right here with you on Live Bet Sunday on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Satterberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at Scott's On Air and at VSiN Live as the drama is unfolding right now in Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. Round of 16 action here at the World Cup, where Mexico trails England 3-2 in what can only be described as one of the most exciting and bizarre games of this FIFA World Cup tournament. No score through the first 30 minutes or so. England then scores twice in a two-minute span, and just a couple of minutes later, Mexico drew within one. So we ended the first half with a 2-1 score. Early on in this second half, England receives a red card, playing down a man for essentially the entire second half. They were able to get another goal thanks to a VAR replay, which gave a penalty kick to England. Harry Kane cashed in on the penalty kick, making it a 3-1 game. But then, a couple minutes later, Mexico got their own penalty kick opportunity where they converted and they made it 3-2. And that is where we sit right now in the 84th minute. England still playing down a man. They have been down to 10 men since the 56th minute. Nearing a half an hour of playing down a man, and Mexico trying desperately to find the equalizer. I'm just very curious to see how much stoppage time they're going to give. I'm not saying it's a controversy or anything like that. I'm just saying host nation, one of the host nations of this World Cup, Mexico playing at home in Mexico here with the drama that has happened with the penalty that was given. And yes, they got their own penalty, but still, I feel like there might be a little bit of a expanded stoppage time here for Mexico. But we are in the 85th minute now. Let's take a look at the live line, courtesy of DraftKings, where on your two advance markets, England minus 275, Mexico plus 210. Your 90-minute line right now, England minus 190, Mexico plus 1,100. They would have to get two goals in the final, like, 10 minutes here. The draw, plus 195. So if you think Mexico can get the equalizer, plus 195 for your regulation draw. Again, that's a bet that we already have in pocket. We bet it before the game or right, you know, early in the game at plus 190. Before the game, probably could have got a better number. But we had plus 190 on the draw. We already cashed with the both teams to score, and both teams to score has been absolutely just bizarre here in this match. So let's see if we can get a draw here, see if Mexico can find the equalizer. We are into the 86th minute, and England's just playing back with their 10 men, trying to protect this lead and just kicking it down every time that Mexico draws close with a threat. Once again, I'm Scott Satterberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live. We already lost a bet on Sunday Night Baseball. We had Ranger Suarez of the Red Sox to go under 2.5 earned runs allowed. Well, he has allowed 3 earned runs, but exited the game after 2 2/3 innings. Haven't seen any injury announcement or if it was just performance-based because he got rocked. 3 runs on 6 hits. Did strike out 5, no walks in just 2 2/3 innings as Weissert is in the game now for the Red Sox. The Red Sox, though, they came back down 2-0 early, tied the game at 2, down 3-2. They score 3 runs in the top of the third, and they are batting now in the top of the fourth with a 5-3 lead. So we have Red Sox first 5 innings money line. If we cash that, we'll just vig out on the Suarez prop. So looking to get back some of our money here, cashing this Red Sox first 5-inning bet. Again, the numbers that I gave out before the game, Red Sox over the last 14 games, 10-2-2 in the first 5 innings, on the first 5 innings money line. So they are starting games off fast, and they've done so here tonight with the 5 runs and counting that they've put up here in just 4 innings of work. Let's take a look at the schedule for tomorrow, and we just got done with Andrew Pissarro talking about the United States game against Belgium. Best bet for me in that game is the both teams to score. The both teams to score with the over 2.5 goals. You can bet that up on DraftKings. You don't have to parlay it. It is one of their betting options, and that price is minus 120. With Flo Balogun playing, I certainly think that he is, you know, a very capable anytime goal scorer. We know he's, I jokingly said he's going to be the most popular bet to be the anytime goal scorer, but he is our striker, and he is in great form right now. And I think the United States offensively has been great. They've scored multiple goals in every single game here of this World Cup. So I do think the U.S. does score, and Belgium, very capable team that had started slowly here in this World Cup, but we know where, you know, you just look at the FIFA World Rankings. Look at what this team is capable of doing. They have brand name talent on this team, and look no further than the friendly that Belgium and the United States played prior to the World Cup down in Atlanta, where Belgium beat the U.S. 5-2 in that tune-up game getting ready for the World Cup. 5-2. The Americans remember that. The Belgians remember that for sure. And there's so much, you know, drama, bad blood, but a little bit of a tension between the two squads because of the Balogun decision by FIFA to suspend the red cards ban, meaning that he is playing in this match. He's going to have an impact on this game. The fact that it's in Seattle, I think, as our guest talked about, is a huge factor here for the United States. Seattle is one of the great soccer cities that we have here in this country. The crowd for Seattle Sounders games of the MLS is unlike anywhere else in the league. So we know the soccer fans are going to fill up that stadium, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be energetic. I like both teams to score. I think we're going to have certainly a 2-1 match at some point. So give me both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. -120 is your betting option up on DraftKings. That is my best bet for the United States going up against Belgium. Portugal takes on Spain tomorrow, and Portugal to advance +175, Spain to advance -220. Looking at the props in this match, total goals 2.5. The over is -135. Your BTTS, both teams to score. Now, this is a 90-minute bet. Both teams to score, yes, in 90 minutes is -160. Similar bet to the U.S. match. The BTTS, both teams to score with the over 2.5 goals, is even money. Now, again, keep in mind, these are 90-minute bets plus stoppage times. This does not count going into extra time. If it is a 1-1 draw going into extra time, don't celebrate because you know that a team has, we have 30 minutes for a team to score another goal and get the over 2.5. That bet's a loser. This is a regulation bet only, the both teams to score and the over 2.5 goals. Your three-way line on the match here for, let's see, for the Portugal-Spain game, Spain -110. This is the regulation. Spain -110, Portugal +295, the draw +270. Your three-way line for the United States against Belgium in regulation is USA +165, Belgium +160, the draw +245 to advance. The United States -115, Belgium -110. We're going to see some goals being scored in that game. I can tell you that. It's going to be fun to watch. In Major League Baseball, coming up tomorrow, the Phillies take on the Kansas City Royals. This is a day game. This is an early start time game there in Kansas City. It is going to be an 11:10 a.m. Pacific time start. So it's an early start time in Kansas City, where the Phillies are -181 right now up on DraftKings, total of 8. We talked about this with our very own Greg Peterson earlier. We like the over 8. I can't bet the Phillies in this match, in this game match. I'm talking too much soccer. Because Christopher Sanchez he's Cy Young favorite in the National League. He's had an incredible season. He's 10-3 with a 2.00 ERA. But his home road splits are some of the craziest I've seen. This season, he's made, 11 starts at home, 7 starts on the road. At home this year, in Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, Christopher Sanchez has a 0.86 ERA. On the road, a 3.89 ERA. This is a road game for Sanchez. I don't know if I can trust the -180 price, even though he's elite, even though he makes us a ton of money betting on Philly in the first 5 innings, betting on Sanchez to pick up a win, things like that. I can't lay this juice looking at how bad those road splits have been. Just give me the over 8, and let's root for some runs to be scored from both of these teams. Hey, tomorrow, make sure you wake up with VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis will kick off your morning on VSiN by the Books at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Then at 10 a.m. Eastern time, it's Gil Alexander on a numbers game. at 1 p.m. Eastern. Prop Points has your afternoon card covered. They'll be breaking down the Phillies and the Royals. Noah Cameron against Christopher Sanchez, as well as previewing the United States against Belgium coming up tomorrow night. It's all coming up right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are into stoppage time. 3-2, England leads Mexico. 11 minutes of stoppage time added. We are currently in the 93rd minute. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. This is Live Bet Sunday on the Sports Betting Network.